JG2.
Number 5A.
Yes, so we go on now and see that what these laws in the light of the science of Christian Science are then based, of course, on Mrs. Eddy's revelation, what Max Kapler has given to us in his book on the four levels of spiritual consciousness, right at the end there of the 1960s, when he said that the floodgates of heaven were open and he was beginning to see those divine laws of life, truth, and love as Mrs. Eddy discovered them. Really a, gosh, I wouldn't want to say the end, but certainly attaining one of his dreams, so to speak, of really always asking himself in the early years, just what are those laws? Asking people over and over again, what are the laws? And of course, nobody could define them. Then he was absolutely thrilled, as we know, when he told us that he was able to get into Dorley's class and finally find out what the order was to the days of creation. And we know now that John Dorley never spoke about laws, but he always indicated that the days were in an order. And he certainly brought out in his many, many books the structure of those laws. It was just a question of not really defining them as laws per se. But Max, as I said, took the quantum leap to actually say yes to Dorley's work, and then what he subsequently brought forward, that what they were doing, what Dorley had done as a door or a pioneer, what he had discovered in the Bible and the structure of the Bible through his many beautiful books from inspiration, how he interpreted the Bible. We love his books. That Max said, yes, those were laws operating, and that in his books, the minor prophets began to show also that those were laws and the epistles were laws. So coming to this big subject of the structure and being in its laws, he really let us know that he was able to uncover the laws of life, truth, and love through his work with the model of being. Now, he shows us in his book, The Four Levels of Spiritual Consciousness, that it wasn't always an easy job right at first, of course, to see the model of being as a model of laws, because Mrs. Eddy, you know, uses the term law about 300 times, but always more or less on the surface. Insofar, she says, in the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science or divine laws. She says she discovered laws, but she certainly doesn't do as Max has done and what we now do, find the pedal note of the law, the factor of the law, the criteria for choosing ideas of the law. She doesn't do anything like that, does she? She just on the surface talks about laws, but she doesn't define a law in its science, though she indicated it. So he said he had to investigate, therefore, her work in a structured way, of course, according to the divine mind, in order to see, just kind of be able to get, squeeze out of her statements what the laws are on the different levels, and if, you know, always having to take back to the categories when one is doing pioneer work, the only way one can do it is to go back to the categories. There's nobody else to ask because it's a, there's no precedent set. One has to take it back to the categories. So he said that when he was looking through Mrs. Eddy's works, he would find clues to how to proceed in finding the laws in science and health. There was one clue that she actually gave in miscellaneous writings that would give the clue to the level of science itself, which doesn't indicate a lot in her textbook. Only a very few times does she give reference to the law of science itself. As we know, it's mainly to the law of divine science, but mainly her textbook is written out from the levels of absolute Christian science and its impact on Christian Science with the whole structure of divine science as we know behind it. But now to be able to see if he was on the right track for this law of the level of science itself, he could see in miscellaneous writings on page 258, then Mrs. Eddy's statement, which would show the level of science itself. For example, she says, in the spiritual genesis of creation, all law was vested in the lawgiver, who was a law to himself. So therefore, naturally, Max could see then that God is a law to himself. Well, that certainly then is not divine science, it's not absolute Christian science, it's not Christian science. It's that tonality of the level then of science itself, where God is in relationship to God itself. That's really that complete infinite one. Later on, as we know, he could say, change God to, as Mrs. Eddy called it, God as principle, and himself is principle. Therefore, principle is a law to principle. And then asking the question then, what is this law that principle is a law to himself? I mean, already getting an indication that there was a science level discovery here. Then Max said he came across, as we know, he tells us in his books that he came across then the statement in Mrs. Eddy's prose works where she says, science is the law of God. And therefore, he said he could see then that that whole realm of science is a law of God. That opened up the fact that science itself, the realm of science, therefore is the law of God. That a science as a big field, we know, involves laws, orders, rules, systems, category, and structure. Therefore, he reasoned, because the law of God is science, it involved systems and categories within itself. So having already the root feeling of the science level law, which we're going to look at, then he saw law was coupled in Mrs. Eddy's writings in a fourfold way. Seeing that she said God is a lawmaker on 381 in the textbook. Then in prose work, she says God is the lawgiver. And then in prose works, God is the only law of creation. And again in prose works, God is the only law of being. And then in prose work, she says, Christian science as a law of God, the law of good, interpreting and demonstrating the divine principle and rule of universal harmony. So with this, Max says he was able to see Mrs. Eddy's definition of law, giving it the tonality and verification of the different ways that she was talking about the laws on the level, therefore showing that she did indicate that there were these different laws on the levels. So to recapitulate then on the law of the level of science itself, he then was basing that on miscellaneous writings 258, God is a law to himself. Or, as I just said, we could say principle instead of God, or principle instead of himself, and we come up with the science level law of principle is a law to principle. Then on the divine science level, we have that fourfold operation going on where we'll see that God operates the law of himself, and so principle is operating the law of principle. How? principle is operating the law as the word, as lawmaker, as Mrs. Eddy says, then principle is operating the law as lawgiver, the Christ. And the outcome, principle is operating the law as the only law of creation, the only law governing the universe. And then what Mrs. Eddy says, therefore principle is operating as the only law of being, science. So you could have that verification on divine science. Then the tonality of what Mrs. Eddy says about laws on absolute Christian science. She says, therefore, that Christian science, and you know, many times when she refers to Christian science, she's referring to absolute Christian science. She says, Christian science is the law of God, the law of good. Well, we certainly know that on that level, we have the law of God and only the law of good operating. And then on the Christian science level, what is that law doing? It's demonstrating the divine principle and rule of universal harmony. So this then was how one could see that Mrs. Eddy did definitely indicate these laws of the levels in her writings, and therefore it's not just something that John Dorley made up when he presented the model of being, and it certainly then isn't something that Max made up when he went on to define the laws in their infinite detail and infinite implication. So it's always good to see that Mrs. Eddy's work behind what we do as we go on. Always the foundation of the textbook and the Bible behind the 7,000 and 8,000 year period. So now as we come to the level of science itself, that level then of principle, we certainly see here when we look at the model of being that there is no indication, therefore, that the level of science itself is divided into the fourfold operation, is it? There, it's just is talking about the infinite principle. Now, you have a study aid, and I just wanted, I believe that you find this model of being in the study aid on page 63, just for reference for you and for the tapes. And also we know it's found opposite page 1 in the Four Levels book, just for verification to make a note of that. So that level of science itself, we make a note right now, is separated then from the other levels. It looks to us like it's on the top, so to speak. It looks like it's quote-unquote the highest level, divided from divine science by two lines, which is important. And we see divine science is divided from absolute Christian science with two lines. But we see that absolute Christian science and Christian science are divided by only one line. Not because anyone became lazy and didn't fill in another line between absolute Christian science and Christian science, but that's very important, that there's only just one line between those two levels, which we will see when we come to the laws of the levels. But we see that science itself, therefore, is standing up there as a mighty level, not divided, as I said, into the four, bringing us, therefore, that law, as we have already seen on page 78 in the study aid, the law of science itself, the law of infinite being, with a capital B. Now, when we look now on page 80, getting to use our study aid like a study aid as it should be, moving from page to page always, as when we're working with it, we always have our finger in one page and three fingers in another when we work with the study aid. It is invaluable in helping us, especially with these laws, to use the many, many references that are available. So we see then on the law of the level of science itself, the law of infinite being, or we could call it the law of infinite self-reflection, that Max has divided that up into a point one, what is the pedal note of the level of science itself, a point two, what is the factor of the law on the level of science itself, point three, what is the law itself on the level of science itself? Point four, what is the application of the law on the level of science itself? And five, state the criteria for the law on the level of science itself. And as we see then, this study aid references on page 80, and the references then from the level book for this law, as we mentioned, are on page 119 to 127 in the Four Levels book. So let's just do it systematically and slowly. And now we're open, of course, to our seminar. And I'll use the Socratic method of question and answering, throwing out questions, not always expecting everyone to know the answers, but the feeling that we want to learn to interrogate ourselves with the why, really to be a scientist, never to be happy just because John Dorley said so about interpreting and giving us the model of being from the essence of the Bible and the textbook, or because Max Kapler says so in his Four Levels book, not just memorizing what they said as parrots. But we know now that the work only goes forward because we aren't parrots and because we aren't memorizing through rote memory these laws. But these laws, we are concept building, gaining the meaning of these terms. We are tonality building, seeing how this level begins to build up as tonality in our consciousness. Until once this level becomes tonality in our consciousness, it becomes our very own being. Another point also that we find in the study aid, that important point of we just don't leave it at concept building, which is number one, gaining the letter with scientific sense. But then after we use our scientific sense to gain the exact letter, then we know the spiritual sense is cultured through going over and over and over the level until it does become the tone of our consciousness, and as I said, then our very own being. So we'll first use the scientific sense within us and polish. Therefore, through these questions and answers, I'll try to bring out questions that are pertinent to where we are. And, of course, the response will always be back pertinent to where we are. So we see then that on this pedal note is really, therefore, dealing with what is the pedal note or the tone of the level of science itself. Now, to help us with that, let's now turn then to pages 60 and 61 in the study aid. We know that that helps us with the pedal note. Max just gave a few points on page 80 for the pedal note. Now we have a fuller awareness of what that actually involves from the study aid. So let's take a look at that, as I said, starting on page 60 and 61 in the study aid. So we come, therefore, to that level of science itself, and we want to see what is the tone of the level of science itself. And so I just throw out the question, how would you describe the tone of the level of science itself? First of all, just taking it, those terms, science itself, how does that level in tonality differ, as we know, from divine science or absolute Christian science or Christian science? Why is it called science itself? And why do we feel that it is what we would call, quote-unquote, the highest level, not divided into a fourfold operation, that which seems to stand above all other levels? In tonality, therefore, what does science itself stand for? And why aren't the fourfold operation appearing on this level? Anybody want to jump right in and not worry about anything? It's just we're here just as friends at a unique opportunity to be able to polish this. When we get home, we always say, gee, I wish I asked that question. So now's the chance to ask the question, because we really do are here not to throw out fish. That's, I don't want to give out the fish already cooked, where we just open our mouth and eat the fish. We want to really learn how to fish. The method of fishing is more important than the right answer. So just working with the method and trying to think out in categories, as I mentioned before, if we have a problem, take it always back to the category. Let the category answer the question. We don't take it back to a teacher. We know the problem that happened in the Kimball era, when he taught that all was ideas and that by reversal you could arrive at the truth. It was totally misunderstood, and by not taking back their questions to Mrs. Eddy's writings, the Kimball students got off. So instead of taking our questions back to teachers, or we always take it back to the books and to the category itself. So on this level of science itself, why doesn't the four appear, would we say? Anybody want to try it?
Being is alone in itself.
Okay, Francis, being stands alone in itself. You certainly feel that that infinite principle is alone in itself. And by that statement, how can you reason out that the fourfold operation doesn't appear on this level? It is alone in itself. And then how would that be? How would you be able from that statement to reason that the four doesn't isn't involved there?
It doesn't need the activity of it to do with anything else.
All right, it's close. Being doesn't need the activity of it to do with anything else. Does that mean that being isn't operating on that level?
Say it's non-operational.
No, no, that level is very, very active on that level. I think the difficulty with saying that that level is non-operational is when we had there, or Max had there, that, and I feel that that really is a big, big, big stumbling block. When it says that the criteria for choosing ideas is isness versus operational sense, that has led over and over and over again to a misunderstanding of the level of science itself. I think it probably, if the study aid was changed, that should be changed, because being is that law of infinite, and infinite indicates operation. Being itself, just the word being, indicates operation. And certainly that law, being the law of self-reflection, indicates that that level really is the level of self-operation. So that is a misconception, and when we get to the criteria choosing ideas, I'll say why. So no, just because it is the law of infinite being, a being is the I am, huh? Just by that statement that it's the level of the I am that I am, huh? That the I is the one ego, isn't it? And am, when we look it up, it means it's a substantive verb to be, isn't it? And it has the indication of movement and action. The I am is I aming itself, huh? Am means it's a verb. to be. You know, it has action.
The sense of
isness is the fact that it's here and now, huh? Yeah, isness, right. The law of isness, that's right. Eleanor says it's not just the law is, it's isness. The N-E-S-S operating the sense of being in the here and now. That's right. And that because it's the I am, which is a substantive verb, it also indicates movement. And certainly we saw last night through the law of self-reflection, this law is spiraling higher and higher from a boundless basis. It's spiraling in an incredible self-operating sense. So yes, it's self-operating. So when Francis said something that led us, I can't quite know what you said there about operation, it's definitely operating, but why don't we have the symbolism of the four there? Mary Jane?
Is it because the principle or being knows itself on that level and doesn't need to explain itself to...
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the sense. It is operating, isn't it? And it is operating, but it doesn't have to explain itself to itself, does it? When it comes to the divine science level, we see how that level is explaining itself to us, that it is has within its that closed system. It operates out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for itself. Divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science, when we work with the laws, we will see derive themselves from the level of science itself. That it's just showing what's going on when principle is being its own infinite principle. It has a very operative sense there. But it, and so therefore, it doesn't, it is operating, but it doesn't need the fourfold categories to explain to us how, what's going on within that field of operation. It just knows itself. That's why it's a principle which is mine. It's a principle which knows itself and doesn't have to explain itself to itself. That the methodology of divine science already as divine coming from God out of heaven is a method or tool of science for us in order to understand what's going on within being. Divine science is enabling us somehow to get a glimpse on the operation that goes on within the realm of science itself.